Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If one ventures a word with you, will you be grieved? But who can keep from speaking? Look, you have instructed many, and you have strengthened the hands of the weak. Your words have supported the one who was failing, and you have made firm the feeble knees. But now it comes to you, and you are depressed. It touches you, and you are dismayed. Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Ponder this. Whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright ever cut off? It's just like what I have seen. Those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his anger they are consumed. The roaring of a lion, and the growling of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The strong lion perishes for lack of prey, and the lioness's cubs are scattered. Now a word secretly came to me, and my ear picked up a whisper of it. In troubled thoughts, from dreams in the night, when men fall into deep sleep, fear and trembling came upon me, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit drifted past my face, making the hair of my flesh stand up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. Its phantom-like form was before my eyes. I heard a whispering voice. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can a man be more pure than his Maker? If he puts no trust in his servants, and if he charges even his angels with error, how much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed as easily as a moth? Between morning and evening they are destroyed. They perish forever without anyone even being aware of it. Is not their tent cord pulled up? They die, even then, without wisdom."